Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is Thursday, September 22nd, 2022, back on schedule for one day. Regular, of course, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Missed him, haven't you? Missed him. I did. Yeah. I've got to tell you that things have been quite crazy. I don't know how things have been crazy. And of course, Steve Quayle is back with me now here on this Thursday edition of the Hagman Report. I'm so thankful that he is because we got so much to talk about. Our nation and our people betrayed unto death. That's the title of the program. Get your mind in that, around that concept, because we have been betrayed. We have been utterly betrayed by the people with whom or to whom, I'm not sure how you would phrase that, we put our trust in through whether it be voting or whether it be anyway, okay? And think about that. Think about how we have been betrayed on so many levels. Think about the unelected. I mean, you don't have to go very far, right? Look, trust the science. Well, what science might that be? Their science or actual science? No, it's their science for their dollar. It's their science for their agenda to kill us, to debilitate us. Yesterday's show, you saw that with respect to the charts of 18 to 64-year-olds, the disabilities and deaths, excess deaths, of course, from the injecticide. Okay, from the mRNA gene editing therapy, the ADA or ADE blowback with the other they call them vaccines. It's not, of course, not by definition. Well, wait a second. Yeah, by definition. Why? Because they changed the definition, just as they're changing the words and the meanings and the language. So it's very frustrating. Meanwhile, today, very quickly, I just want to tell you that Alex Jones has taken the stand today, the first day he's taken the stand in his second trial. This is up in Connecticut. And you know what, folks? Okay, I pray for him. Please pray for him.
Yes.
Steve, come on board. Come on, man. You don't have to listen to me. I want to listen to you. Come on.
Well, board. No, Doug. I think, and you know, the split screen is good. People don't understand the tip of the spear, the bow of the icebreaker. You've got to get over personality, liking this guy, liking that, disliking that guy. He has done an amazing job of presenting the entire plan of the globalists. And a lot of us have been, if you will, supporting the same amount of information. We need to pray for him because Alex first and everybody else who's on alternative news, alternative podcasts, it even means Hannity. That even means specifically Tucker Carlson. And ladies and gentlemen, the title for today's show is We Are Totally a Nation and a People Betrayed Unto Death. And Doug, you know, this is something that bothers me. I mean, right now, everything bothers me. But the abject, in your face contempt for the American citizenry and the calling forth of war, literal war, against the people of the United States, and watching, in my opinion, the most evil man in history. And that includes Stalin, it includes Mao, it includes Pol Pot. I'm talking about, in my opinion, Fauci will go down in history as the greatest mass murderer in history. And by the way, when Lara Logan, God bless her, stated that Fauci was basically today's Mengele, and I use the term Mengele madness, it's absolutely taken hold of the American people. We watch young people drop dead. We watch our elderly countrymen and countrywomen put into nursing homes only to die. But and I want people to understand this. The Democrats and the Republican bottom kissers, you know, it's one thing to have bottom feeders, but the Republican bottom kissers have brought this on. There's no resistance. There's a couple. Obviously, Rand Paul, God bless him, Jim Jordan, God bless them. Everybody that the left hates, God bless them all. But the thing that's critical, and this is what's critical, ladies and gentlemen, you are watching the intentional starvation, vaccination, putting us at risk from nuclear war, and we're going to deal with that today, the cavalier attitude of the U.S. military. And I want everyone to understand, we've talked about it. Doug and I have talked about it on his platform. I've talked about it on my platform on different interviews. We started the nuclear war discussion and dialogue. And now, ladies and gentlemen, what makes, and Doug, I want you to answer this, what makes anybody who's listening to this broadcast, bottom line, think that you'll ever be told the truth? And answer that, because Doug, I mean, I'm saying, will you please answer that? Because both you and I have come to the conclusion, I think this is fair to say, that we recognize the next steps. But how can we take people to the next steps, Doug, when they won't even acknowledge the steps that are already being taken against them? And I think that's a good question.
Bag them, tag them, and drag them. Otherwise, you know what? Otherwise, leave them behind. I mean, you know, I'm so glad you brought that up, because isn't that the essence, Steve? And this is back to you. Isn't that the essence of why we are still doing what we're doing, as opposed to not taking the time out? Because I know in your show, the Q, but folks, by the way, if you're not part of Steve's intelligence briefings, that's what I call them, because that's what they are. The fee-based, behind the paywall, exclusive information. If you're not behind, if you're not getting that, you're not getting the right information. But I guess again, back to you, this is the essence of what we're doing here. It takes a lot of time to prepare for broadcast. You have to go through so much information. You have to be in touch with different contacts at different times. You've got to do so much to get ready, then present it, and then promote it, and hopefully people will take heed of what you provide. So to your question, when do we stop, or when do we say, you know what, we can't do anymore? I mean, it's futile at this point. And I'm asking you that question. Will there come a point in time? Because I know that you and I spoke, and we said, we came to the conclusion, I think mutually, that decision will be made for us. But is that still the case? Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the decision right now with Alex Jones's trial is being made. I think that people had better brace themselves for what comes out of the Trump trials too. It's interesting. I remember when Trump said, lock her up, and the people we used to chant by the 10,000s. And immediately I made the statement, I believe the person who'll be locked up is Donald Trump. Now that was years ago, okay? And I want to put people into perspective. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And God said he will do nothing except he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. But there are so many false prophets out there giving false words that have no track record. And for the millionth time, I'm not a prophet. That's not what God called me to do. But everybody who has the testimony of Jesus, the Bible says all may prophesy, but that's not the same as the office of a prophet. So I'm going to give people two today. I think it's really critical. When did they come on the scene? Number one, those claiming to be prophets or prophetesses. What information are they giving that turns people back to Jesus and repentance, or calling people repentance? What are they saying about what lies in the future beyond the headlines? In other words, maybe we should call them headline claimants to be prophets, because in essence, Doug, the false narrative of the pre-tribulation rapture has robbed people of any type of preparation mentality, because I get it all the time. I'm sure you do. Oh, you don't have any faith because you're prepared. You're telling people to prepare. I don't prepare. I just have faith. You know what I say? I take James, the apostle James, the brother of Jesus. Show me your works and I'll believe you have faith. And then they give me the excuse, well, my righteousness is Jesus. That's right, your righteousness is Jesus. But Noah was a righteous man. He was a preacher of righteousness. Joseph, because he obeyed God, was an interpreter of dreams. And God took him and put him second in command only to Pharaoh. But as the scripture says, but there arose basically a king or a Pharaoh that knew not Joseph. And Doug, historically, when something comes out of the blue, the people that will see it unfolding will claim that was their original, if you will, that was their original words, you know. I still get interesting blowback on the stuff, even the phraseology, you know. I've been on talk radio 30 years. 30 years. And the thing is that we're now watching, if you will, almost what I would call an analysis paralysis. That's not my word, but that's what somebody has said. Or you could call it the keyboard kingdom, okay? Because in essence, the time comes, and this is a question, ladies and gentlemen. When is enough information to get you motivated? And for those of you who are motivated, God bless you. Thank you for loving your families enough to prepare for them. For those of you who have fled Washington, D.C., I can unequivocally say this, that what Hal reported, okay, and listen, he's got real sources. He's got real sources. People say, well, he was wrong, this and that. You're going to, with that attitude, end up dead. I'm sorry, you will. There is no reprieve. There will be no honoring a white flag in the camp of the righteous. And Doug, in my opinion, most people sit and I hold it up, you know, they talk and squawk, okay? And they accuse us who've been, you know, on the radio of just never doing anything. Yet the, you know, and I'm going to say it, you know, the flustered clucks, and that F-L-U-S-T-E-R-E-D, clucks, people that just complain, they scorn, they mock, they throw dirt. They have no history. They have no fruit. They have no, I would say this, love for their fellow man. If we don't love people, we wouldn't be here putting ourselves in harm's way. Because as Doug said, and I believe this, when I have tried to get off the internet, the Lord said, that decision will be made for you. So now we're seeing what's going to happen to Alex. And he is going to be, how should I say this, maligned, and no one has been more maligned than him. No one will be, and I'll tell you who's going to get maligned beyond in the public eye will be Tucker Carlson, already happening. Now we're seeing leftists literally hunting out conservatives like that young man that was killed. And he said, well, in essence, I don't like his politics. I don't think people understand, Doug, and I will throw it back to you, because today is going to be, you know, just, I would say this, what's in Doug's head, what's in Steve's head, what's in Doug's heart, what's in my heart. But it's to provoke people to understand, is the world getting safer? Are you being able to buy the same amount of groceries? I live in Montana, and I think the Public Service Commission here, Northwestern Energy, is asking for a 50% price rise in electricity. And ladies and gentlemen, we're watching Western Europe destroyed. We even had the revelation that that was a plan of the United States of America. And now we watch the news coming out by a congressman that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, the hunter of men's souls, actually probably more women's souls, the hunter of souls, have made a deal with the Chinese. And by the way, it was a congressman that said this. It's posted on my website today, stevequayle.com. And I don't know if you've seen it, Doug, but basically all of our oil, geological data and information where we have oil deposits have been given to the Chinese. your comments, sir. Man.
Well, you know, we've seen a progression. I would say this to complement what you said. Since 1973-ish, we've seen Nixon, Kissinger, the globalist, open the door to China. Free trade, of course, within that and subsequent to that, the most favored nations status. We've seen Laurel with the Clintons. We've seen the Clinton, the entire Clinton dynasty subjugate this country to the Communist Chinese Party in a number of different ways. And then we've seen Obama, including and even the Bush dynasty, but the Obamas too. That includes some of the Chinese, or some of the ports and Chinese land here in the United States. Hey, the Waldorf Astoria is owned by the Chinese, Communist Chinese, essentially. So, I mean, we are giving everything over to the Chinese, including, you know, as you use an Apple computer or you have an Apple iPhone, that's made by slave labor over in China. Okay, so everything has been essentially given to our enemies, including the opportunity to take our money willingly to buy products made by the Communist Chinese by slave labor. But and of course, people don't understand. Many people don't. I think our audience does. Our core audience does. But many people don't understand what's taking place. Many people don't understand. You mentioned Hunter Biden. My goodness. Okay, the laptop, the deleted messages, the emails, all of that has evidence of criminal conspiratorial activity, including and especially with the Communist Chinese as well as Ukraine. All of this goes to the Biden crime family. Remember Hillary Clinton with her emails. And Obama, by the way, with his documents, yet it's Trump, and I'm digressing a tad now, but it's Trump, of course, who gets raided or who gets charged by Letitia James, the Soros-installed New York AG, for $250 million. They want to destroy it. It's not enough to win an election illegally. It's not enough to do that. They have to destroy them. So think about this, and then I'm going to turn it back to you. How we, the commoners, the serfs, the people at the bottom of the food chain, how are we going to get treated? They're going to stomp the hell out of us. They're just not going to kill us. They're going to chop us up and use us for fertilizer. I mean that, you know, for their, not anyone else's, their veal and their sirloin, and while the others, serfs that happen to subjugate to the criminal cabal of globalists, of course, they eat the bugs. Go ahead, sir.
Well, number one, I want to just ask everybody, what has come out that has been to the betterment of either Western Europe or the United States and the rest of the world that depends on Russian oil and gas, the fertilizer, the neon gas that's necessary in the making of integrated circuits, the absolute shutting down of wheat, though some of it's opening up now. What good has it come or come from it? Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to share something. How do I say this carefully? When I spoke on Doug's show, the information, I said there were 200,000 Chinese on their way to the Ukraine-Russian border, which, by the way, they're already there. It was 10 trainloads of some of the longest trains ever put together, plus two trainloads of food, of rice, of pork, of the things that you feed the troops with. That's just China. There was open source posted the articles that the North Koreans were sending 100,000 men who are now there. There are reports coming out of different areas of the Russian-Ukrainian border where there are North Koreans. Real simple. North Korea is absolutely a nuclear power. North Korea has hypersonic missiles. See, Doug, anytime you tell the truth against the official narrative, and again, I'm going to ask everybody, keep this question in mind. What makes you think that anything you get officially out of Washington or the Pentagram, yes, you heard me right, is going to be truthful? Because it's the Pentagon that made war on all the Christians in the military. It's the Pentagon that until recently demanded that everybody from Navy SEALs to our frontline pilots be vaccinated. And so, ladies and gentlemen, you know, there is no evidence to the contrary that you will ever be told the truth. Unidentified flying objects or aerial phenomenon. Of 1,500 pages, there's 2 million files between defense intelligence, CIA, and NSA. That's not a makeup number, Doug. That's what people behind the scenes, because people that basically, just like the FBI whistleblowers, they see what's going on. But I want to encourage everybody to take this one question today. And for those of you Christians, what makes you think that, number one, there will be an honest election? Number two, that anything's going to change? Number three, that everybody's eyes is on the election? That's nothing more than basically smelling horse manure and then seeing a pile of it, okay? Good night, Doug. And it's going to be good night pretty soon, meaning the nights go out. In Jesus' words, the night comes when no man can work. That certainly includes you and I. But we're now becoming a nation of shadows, and nothing good comes out of the shadows. Jesus said, well, I'm in the world. I'm the light of the world. And he said, everything I've spoken to you, I've spoken to you plain and simple, with the exception of the parables. And the parables, the common people could relate to it. But the Pharisees and Sadducees probably even understand, you know, what it took. And maybe they did because they tried to control everything. But they didn't understand the time of their visitation. So what I'm saying, I'm not just rambling. Right now, we are watching a false narrative destroy what's left of the military assets. Meanwhile, we're just told today by the entity in the slaughterhouse, I no longer will call it, and I broke my own statement, Doug, that, you know, we're going to send nuclear weapons to, he didn't say nuclear, but everybody knows what strategic weapons are, to South Korea. Upon even that announcement, I'm told that acceleration plans of Kim Jong-un, don't sell that guy short. He's got hypersonic missiles. He also has a world supply pretty much of thorium. And thorium is critical. Thorium and mercury are critical to the electrogravitic spacecraft. Even today, people in the Ukraine are saying, we're seeing triangular-shaped flying objects at night. They're seeing this stuff. So, you know, German TV now is airing, and this is important. This has popped up on my screen. Ukraine tanks with swastikas. Doug, you and I did the show years ago, multiple shows on Empire Beneath the Ice, how the Nazis won World War II. I can't tell you how many people said I was ignorant, but they didn't even understand Operation High Jump. They didn't even understand who set up the U.S. space program, two Nazis, Dr. Wernher von Braun and Hermann Oberth, O-B-E-R-T-H. They didn't understand the keeper of all the Nazi secrets and Hans, I think, Kammler, K-A-M-M-L-E-R, maybe just one M. And we took him into the United States, now hear this, and gave him a new identity. And I even, someplace I've got on my desk, his name, and you can track his name. But the bottom line is that the banking establishment, the pharmaceutical establishment, the biggest industries in the United States are still controlled by the National Socialists. And isn't it interesting? Now we're experiencing a socialist movement. Now we're experiencing transhumanism. Transhumanism, you better figure this out, everyone. Transhumanism is basically saying we are going to do away with mankind created in God's image, and we're going to produce supermen, ubermensch. That was Nietzsche's position, and that was the Nazi position of looking literally for the Ubermensch, looking for DNA in the Himalayas, looking for occult-powered relics, looking for the Spear of Longinus that pierced Jesus's side, sending out the Annenerbe, which is German, and maybe it's pronounced Annenerbe, and I'm sorry, I'm not German, so I don't know how to pronounce it, but the thing is that the understanding the quest for racial purity. If I were and obviously I don't put black paint on my face like Trudeau. If I were a black person, there's a plenty of them coming out that are understanding this. I would look at the Democratic platform, especially Margaret Sanger and her attitude towards black people, the Nazi attempt. And now what do we have? We have racial war and strife because the abomination that made our country desolate has now ruled the roost from behind the scenes. And Doug, to get people to understand the difference between the root of evil and the fruit of evil is an ongoing process. So if Eric, you would put up, please.
Before you do that, if I can just add this one thing.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I saw this meme on one of the social media platforms, and I thought it was perhaps one of the most succinct memes that could ever that I've seen in a long time. It's just simply text, and it says this: "It didn't start with gas chambers. It started with one party controlling the media, one party controlling the message. If you think about this, it's our message. One party deciding what is truth. One party censoring speech and silencing opposition. One party dividing citizens into us and them and calling on their supporters to harass them. It started when good people turned a blind eye and let it all happen." And there we are. Go ahead, sir.
Well, thank you, because that says it all. There are guys out there, I won't even call their names. I mean, they love this country. They're saying, when are we going to stand up? The answer is we're not. Because we would have if we could have and didn't. It's just like all the empty promises of Donald Trump. Now, we're talking about the betrayal of a nation and the betrayal of its people unto death. Doug, I don't know if it was a half a year ago or 9 months ago, there were articles talking about who in the American government was on the Chinese payroll. There are people that in the banking in world that can watch all the hidden hands that are trying to, you know, launder money through all different accounts, sovereign wealth funds, everybody gets their take. Ladies and gentlemen, 51,000 anti-tank missiles went to Ukraine to deal with Russia. And Doug, talking about the weapons sales, and you watched, we watched, we screamed at the top of our lungs, like the congressional, oh, do I want to call them what I really think they are, and the Senate just allowed the billions of dollars, literally billions of dollars worth of our state-of-the-art military stuff get transferred to the Taliban. They even mimicked the flag raising on Iwo Jima with, you know, American stuff. And the only difference is they had their headscarves on and they were mocking the United States. Mm. And I think what was interesting, though, is, you know, some of the bravest guys, Mr. Kennedy, his last name, and I forget, he's a mixed martial artist, ex-special forces. He talked about, I think it was a lieutenant that gave the order to leave American citizens behind. And he called him what he is, a traitorous murderer, okay? And I don't remember his first name. I used to watch him on The Hunt for Hitler, Tim Kennedy.
You're right.
Yeah, so he's calling it like he is. Ladies and gentlemen, we're knocking down the Air Force pilots. Their monthly pay, their salaries. Yet we're giving literally hundreds of billions of dollars to the Ukrainians. And ladies and gentlemen, the majority of it is going out the back door and everybody's getting a kickback, everybody. So, Doug, years ago, I coined the term, this is true, rape, pillage, and plunder. They're taking the U.S. and they're putting us under. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so why are these, quote, statements I make, or track, whack, and stack, the surveillance information that's coming out on everything is astonishing. On Faces of Death book, of algorithms being used. And I maintain this, AI, and I'm going to say this, meaning extra dimensional, AI, alien implants, because now you're watching the historic, if you will, presentation by Hollywood through science fiction of alien implants or neural implants, and Harari, Yuval Harari, talking about they're going to be able to read our mind and our thoughts. If you are controlling people's thoughts, you're controlling them. But the narrative, shame on the American people that should have known better, that tune in to the mainstream media and yet allow, without any, I would say this, any orchestrated or organized rebuttal to the leftists controlling the narrative, what they are doing to President Putin. I want to make this clear. The globalists want everything that exists on the planet. They want Russia's natural resources, which, by the way, with a mega drought, and I don't even think that's good enough, with a maxi mega drought. In other words, there's nothing more that can be done. Russia owns 25% of the fresh water. So, ladies and gentlemen, you should know the captains of industry, some of the biggest names in the food industry, are buying up water resources. So you have to pay to drink water. The head of Nestle said the water shouldn't be free. Oh, God would have a contest with him on that point. The air you breathe, the food you eat, and I can say this, they can take their insects and they can shove them down their throat. Yeah, you know, and may God's ultimate insecticide be taken, and I'm going to say this, to the queen bees, and I'm not taking on anybody that has aviaries and produces honey, but I'm talking about the control, the command that's telling you and I to kill off all the animal protein and then using every weapon in their arsenal. Look, if somebody doesn't do their homework and they don't believe in geoengineering, if they don't believe in weather wars, if they don't believe in the technology that exists, that's open source, then turn us off. You only listen because I can say this, Doug, there is a hook in people's heart for the truth. And if I speak the truth, it's the truth. If President Putin speaks the truth, it's the truth. If Lavrov, one of the smartest men in the world, who's fought to stop nuclear war, I'll turn it right back to you, where does the cavalier attitude freaking come from that, oh yeah, we'll just lob a few nukes? And I can tell you this, that even if the true information of what the U.S. military losses are and they're suffering in the way that you'll never know it, and only unless whistleblowers tell it, what makes anybody think that anything that they see is true if they don't have a basis for truth? And that's why Christianity must be done away with. And the statement of Jesus, when he returns, will he find faith in the earth? My answer is, Lord, I'm looking for faith in the earth right now, because your word says, who will stand in the gap? Who will rise up against me, against the workers of iniquity? There are very few people who will, Doug. And I'm talking on an international level. I'm just guessing, okay? Maybe there are more, but on an international level, maybe a couple dozen. I'm talking about people, maybe 100, okay? But there is no organized nonviolent response. So the only thing left will be the violent response, just like that demonic infested liberal that ran down a guy in cold blood. Ladies and gentlemen, if you look at every Democratic city, it's in a state of disrepair. Remember, everyone, the new world order / great reset / great culling is based on total revolution in the United States. Go ahead, Doug. And worldwide.
Absolutely. It's chaos. And you know, when you take a look at the bigger, wider picture, like I like to do, from a cruising altitude level. And then you can dig down into the facts, but, or into the different issues. But here we are, everything that you had said, okay, you had on September 1st, Joe Biden stand up, deliver this, supposedly this unifying speech, which was the antithesis of that. Behind or in front of this this ominous looking red, it was supposed to be red, white, and blue, but no. Okay, but you've got the social chaos erupting, the economic chaos erupting, but most importantly, you mentioned earlier transhumanism. I've noticed more and more people speaking about what you've been writing about for the last 30 years, and that's the fact that we are right now being forced into this transhumanistic environment. I mean, right now, aside from purple, the FDA just approved purple tomatoes. Okay. That's a different story. But the fact is, they meaning the globalists, want to modify the DNA of cattle in order to make them less carbon dirty. I don't know how else you want to put it. They're modifying our vegetation, but equally, if not more importantly, they're modifying us. And they're doing it in such a manner that we sometimes we don't know, I mean, how they're doing it, but we do know, for example, through the injections, the DNA modifications using the mRNA style shots that do, in fact, modify our DNA. When they said it didn't, it does. That's peer-reviewed papers have proven that. So as in the days of Noah, I can only imagine what it was like not having, I mean, think about this, not having the internet in the days of Noah, and having this done at that time, the level of demonic activity on this planet at that time, minus the technological equipment that existed at that time or was used at that time, it had to be incredibly, I don't know, how would you put it, just insane. So the level of demonic activity right now is approaching, if not exceeding, that of the time of Noah. And we're about to, and I believe we're about to get our comeuppance for all of this. And you've got that Yuval Noah Harari saying, you know, God is dead. What was that? That blasphemer saying God is dead. We're just waiting for his body to decompose or something. I messed up that.
Yeah, we're going to kill. In essence, God is dead, but we're going to get rid of his body too.
Yeah, something. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep. So, you know, this godless society, and you got Stacey Abrams, that fat pig, in my opinion, saying, you know, a fetal heartbeat at 6 weeks, it doesn't exist. It's just a manufactured sound. Okay. There's no other explanation from that fat beast, again, my opinion, except this demonic level of infestation into people today. So that's where I'm at. I mean, and to me, you cannot, there is no, in my view, Steve, there's no way to communicate, argue, meet halfway, shake hands, have a rational discussion with these people because they've sold out to Satan, all of them. That's just
absolutely, me. You know, speaking out against evil is evil itself. Doug, I think what we need to introduce again is a word, egregious and outrageous. Egregious, okay? Let me tell you what that means. I just looked it up. Shocking, appalling, horrific, horrible, terrible, awful, dreadful, ghastly, horrendous, frightful, atrocious, abominable, abhorrent, out, monstrous, nightmarish, heinous, harrowing, dire, unspeakable, shameful, flagrant, glaring, blatant, scandalous, unforgivable, unpardonable, and intolerable. That's what egregious is. And that's what we're dealing with in this country. This book can no longer be bought. It's called Genetic Armageddon.
Oh, yeah.
This is written 20 years ago, and it's been replaced by Terminated. The End of Man is Here. Today's technology, let's see if I can turn this right. Today's technology, tomorrow's monster. Obviously, on the front of this, you've got basically a fallen angel, and it's tied to genetic Armageddon. The genetic Armageddon term, I think I was the one that coined it, and again, decades ago. Now, why is that important? Because, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is very clear about know those who labor amongst you. Now, I've been called a heretic because they talk about Genesis 6. I've been called every name you can call in the book, but that doesn't take away from the information that's been out there. So egregious and outrageous. But Doug, the word outrageous doesn't have any meaning anymore to the Americans, especially those of us who inherited our land, our blessing, because of the veterans who are willing and die for freedom. Where is the freedom? Where is the liberty? Where is it? It's gone. It's gone. And I want to say this. If you watch Trump, and who's come against him, it should be very much a wake-up call. This is an endorsement. It's just an observation. His lawyers, his accountants, his business associates, the heads of his companies, the banks that have loaned him tons and tons of money. And ladies and gentlemen, they're destroying him and his family before your eyes, my eyes, and the eyes of the world. That's stating no one dares stand against us. Now, let's talk about Henry Kissinger's statement. With oil, they control the world and their world governments, but with food, they control the people. The famous, outrageous, and egregious statement from a UN spokeswoman, I forget her name right now, but she said, with food, we decide who lives and who dies. No one, to my knowledge, is calling these insectoids, okay, that's what they are. And I tell you this, Doug, if and I'm looking for it right now, probably sanitized, so I've got to get somebody in the Wayback Machine or LexisNexis, but the actual amount of money paid to congressmen, senators, and governors of the United States bought for by shell companies in China is astonishing. I believe it's 98% of elected officials. That's how high it is. 98%. We did the same thing in Iraq. We did. So why do you have to fire a shot when you've got greedy, hungry, offspring of the fallen ones, bastards and bastardettes? Okay, there's a new word for you. Bastardettes. Bastardettes. Who have sold their country out. And have, in essence, it started, with Korea. And the thing is, went forward and watched the decimation of the U.S. military by the Obama nation that made it desolate. Watched the strategic placement of arms in this country, which, by the way, have not been brought out yet, of billions of dollars in ammunition and in every form of weapon you can imagine, strategically stockpiled through the country. Well, you get the typical hyenas and jackals saying, well, where are they? My answer to you is, where's your brains? You see, because I got to tell you something. There is no longer a non-combat mode to the scorners, the ridiculous, the naysayers, because those who do that are guilty of literally blocking the salvation. Look, it's not just me. It's any man or woman of God that preaches the true gospel. But ladies and gentlemen, when Yuval Harari said that they killed God and next the body, you know what that means, Doug? You and I both know what that means. Do you think the average listener to me? That means every believer, and the 72 categories of people that when you get the head of DHS talking about the greatest threat that America faces is its internal terrorists, and we've got Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, we have Guatemala, We have, if you will, the Red Dawn on steroid scenario. We have provoked Russia. We do not have what I would call firepower or throw weight equivalent. Now, look, I know nuclear physicists. I know them, and I know people that are honest in the military. They you know, and they still want to honor their oaths of NDAs, non-disclosure agreements. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you something. The majority of national security has been to keep you from knowing the plan that's now in play this day, this hour, to do away with. So, Doug, when people say, oh, it's all negative, oh, blah, blah, blah. Jesus told us this is the time we live in. Jesus told us the only ark, just as in the days of Noah, is going to be a personal relationship with him and Almighty God, the King of Glory, the God who loves his creation, intervening in the people who love him, their lives. And I got to tell you something, weasel word Christianity won't get anybody into the kingdom of God. Oh, I believe in God. No, you don't. I can tell by that statement and the attitude you don't. You think you can sneak in under the rug? Nobody gets in under the rug. Go ahead, Doug. That means going to heaven without Jesus.
No, I'll tell you what. I think everything that you said there was 100% accurate. And you know, while you were talking, I know people will write and say, well, why do you guys address your critics? So, you know, Steve, why do you find it necessary to address your critics? And if I can address that, it's really not us or you addressing your critics. It's not a personal issue. It's to me, and you feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, but it's more of an issue of the criticism being an impediment to the truth. Not just an impediment, but a sword against the truth in a game of swordsmanship. Okay, so you've got a lot. There are a lot of people out there who will attempt to take down the message, to quiet the message through mocking or through attempting to say, "Well, you're doing it wrong." And so we can even expand that into different, expand that wider. Well, you know, I would listen to him, but he believes on this one issue, he believes this, and I don't agree with him on that. Okay, so on the other hand, he might have 99 other, he or she might have 99 other things that he's spot on. And then one issue, yeah, because of that, I can't agree with him. I'm not talking about people who lie. I'm talking about more opinions or observations or analyses. That's kind of where I'm at. So the greater issue here, again, it's not us, Steve, me, or anyone addressing critics of ours. It's the criticism or the refusal to acknowledge what has been presented as fact and can be proved, not just through current events, but through biblical insight and biblical reference. That's kind of where I'm at with things.
That's very good. And here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. I asked the Lord one time, I said, God, why is there no one that sticks up for those of us telling the truth? I even made it personally. Why, Lord? Because, you know, Doug, no offense. And as people say I'm defensive. No, I'm offensive. And I'm offensive to the people that are such cowards, okay? And they won't stand up publicly, but they want to criticize. And the thing is that the word nuclear war should cause everybody to consider a quick run to the bathroom. It is so astonishing. So when we're dealing, and I think that's important that people understand criticism, when I ask Jesus, why will people not stick up for those who are preaching your word, who are laying on the line, you know what the Lord spoke to me? I don't care if God doesn't speak to them. He spoke this to me. He said, Steve, if my people will not stick up for me, what makes you think they'll stick up for you? A servant is no greater than his master. I thought, well, that's pretty cool, Lord. you know? Because again, ladies and gentlemen, this is about Jesus. And I want to make this clear. There is no other answer apart from Jesus. Your nation is betrayed. You've been betrayed unto death. And now, Eric, if you put up Zechariah 14:12, this is the 14th chapter of Zechariah. And I want you to understand this, that this is not playing games. Somebody says, oh, that just applies to Israel. There's no weapon in Israel that could even account for this. This is a bifold prophecy in the book of Zechariah. And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet. And their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongues shall consume away in their mouth. And it shall come to pass that day that a great tumult, upheaval from the Lord shall be among them, and they shall lay hold every one on the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor. And ladies and gentlemen, it goes on to say, and Judah shall fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the heathen round about shall be gathered together, gold, silver, and apparel in great abundance. It's the Antichrist that will gather it all. And so, ladies and gentlemen, this is really, really important. And so shall be the plague of the horse, of the mule, of the camel, and of the ass, and all the beasts that shall be in these tents, as this, you know, of this plague, as this plague. I'm sorry, getting ahead, I'm reading too fast. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. We're coming up on the Feast of Tabernacles. That's good, Eric, because I want you to put up, if you would, Hosea. I think the next one I sent to you. And it's really important on this. Ladies and gentlemen, God has a controversy with the nations. If you've got a controversy with God, take it up with him. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the scripture, God says he's astonished. And I go, Lord, how can you be astonished? You see all things, you're omnipotent, omnipresent, and all powerful, every place, everywhere, knowing everything. But even God said, he's astonished that there was no one to stand the gap. And ladies and gentlemen, because there's no one to stand in the gap, the pastors, the ones that have horrified, WHORIFIED, their positions are responsible for the blood. And I put up Brother Bob's vision. And I want you to know you can search it. It's on my website. Just go on the internet and read Brother Bob's vision, because it starts with God's judgment on the unfaithful pastors. So go back, if you would, Eric, and let me read this. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens, the earth, and the sea, and the dry land. I would tell you something. We're getting a preview of that right now. And I will shake all nations, the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. This is talking about the second coming after Armageddon. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, the Lord of hosts. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, it goes on, and because we're running out of time, I've got to jump away from this right now. But God is pleading with the nations. He is. But he judges nations in time and history. And I want to share this. You want to argue? Go ahead. Look up Mystery Babylon USA. Because what I'm told is that our government, military, has been notified by Russia that should we initiate nuclear war or threaten their territorial integrity, New York, Washington, D.C., and Denver go up first. Denver because of Denver International Airport and the continuity of government, and every continuity of government secret underground, deep underground military base is the prime target. And here's what Putin said. They will launch at all the same point. So it's not like this, Doug. It's not blow up this one, wait for a response. Blow up this one, wait for a response. Blow up this one, wait for a response. Now, why is it important? Because Hal Turner, and God bless him for the boldness he has, and the ability to articulate what information is being given to him, I was able to verify that the rumors of people just leaving their government positions and heading out to the different places that they had pre-planned. And if there are any of those listening to this, you've got to dump your cell phones, and you've got to make sure, and even things like that, that there's a whole group of cyber warriors against the people that walked out that are trying to track them. And that's why you had the outage on the East Coast that was so pronounced, because it wasn't a cyber attack from, you know, just people wanting to hold the country for ransom. It was to cover the tracks of those who were tracking the people that took their wives, dug, and fled. Now, people say, I don't believe it. If you don't believe what you can see, what good does it do? And Doug, here, I'll throw it back to you now. What good does it tell people to tell us? I have one guy say, you need to apologize to Hagman listeners because you sent out a red alert. At the time, when a government operation is exposed, they give it a kill notice, okay? And they stop that operation rather than compromise it. So, ladies and gentlemen, when you've got everybody talking, and I would say this, people have track records. Hal has track records. I have a track record and a good one, and so does Doug. The thing is that in a preponderance of evidence, is every case either made or lost. If there's no evidence, there's no case, there's no judgment, there's no sentence. But if everything points to that, then Doug, am I correct? The verdict is then given. And yeah, the sentence carried out.
Excuse me. Yeah, I mean, pretty much that sums it up. That's accurate. Yeah, it's the the totality of evidence, the weight of evidence at the time. And you make another good point here too. You know, information is fluid, and a lot of times, personally, if an event takes place, has taken place, for example, the raid on Mar-a-Lago. Okay, now I could have got right into that contemporaneous, relatively right when it happened. You wait 24. I have a 24-hour rule on stuff like that. However, with the information you're talking about and you're dealing with, okay, that has the potential to save lives if people, you know, need to get out of the way, or if people need to do something active, okay? And that doesn't come to pass. And then people say, well, yeah, you need to apologize. Well, wait a second. I was acting on the information I had at the time. And this is something that is going to, I think it's going to be happening more and more, especially as we go down this road of war and uncertainty, where we're going to have things are going to look like they're going to play out, and suddenly they'll be stopped at the last moment. So is that your fault? No. If you say, hey, this is coming, I mean, there's a truck barreling down the road, you know, and for some reason or for somehow that truck was diverted, but you warned the people downstream of that, you know, you've done your job. And congratulations. So anyone who would take issue to something like that, knowing that could have happened, I mean, what they should be doing is celebrating the fact that it didn't happen. Now,
agreed.
You know, so I mean, people's thought processes. Now, that doesn't make every bit of information. And I'll just say this, that doesn't make every bit of information accurate that we get. There are some absolutely mistakes. I mean, look at Alex Jones saying, hey, I made mistakes. Whoever, we've all made mistakes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when we, and this is the other part too, and I think addressing critics, it's not critics. When we come before you, the listeners and viewers, I mean, Steve Quayle is Steve Quayle. I've never seen him change his stripes. A tiger doesn't change its stripes, right? I've never seen, and I don't think I've done it either. You know what I'm saying? We're coming to you with open hearts and pure hearts and saying, look, this is what we know, and please act upon it, you know, and do it. So hopefully that helps. I don't know if that.
Well, no, it does help. And like, let me give you a good example, okay? Nuclear war was always based on a function of mutual assured destruction when, you know, during the Kennedy years and the Secretary of Defense during those days, the thought was, we won't launch our missiles and you don't launch your missiles because there's parity. Or, you know, in essence, we can blow you up, you can blow us up. But what Dmitry Medvedev said is just saying, look, you guys, this is not smart. That's not a piece of Russian propaganda. And I want to tell you something. I post to the Daily Mail articles, mostly for the coverage, but not necessarily for the content, because all they're doing is vilifying Putin. Now, what did Putin do? What did he do? He invaded the Ukraine because of the Nazis there. Do I think it was wise to invade the Ukraine? Absolutely not. But do I think it was necessary from Russia's standpoint? Absolutely. Because underground, surreptitiously, Western Europe, under NATO, at the U.S.'s prompting, has been encroaching, encroaching, encroaching. Every treaty we've made with Russia, we've broken. Every treaty. Not some, not a couple. Every treaty. So it's really important to me that people look, you're watching what's happening to President Putin. You're watching, again, the 12th protocol, let's just call that, or point 12 of Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. They're trying to kill him. Now, listen, ladies and gentlemen, you may not appreciate this until you have no food. My guess is you won't. You may not appreciate this when you can no longer afford to heat. And I used to say you won't be able to afford to heat or eat. Now I'm saying you won't be able to do either. Who will we turn to? The government? We get to go to the FEMA camps, get a couple MREs a day and a bottle of water while the guillotines cut everyone's heads off. And yes, there are over 270,000 guillotines in the United States of America. They plan for it. Book of Revelation talks about those who have already been slain, martyred for the name of Jesus. And they're saying, how long, O God, faithful and true, before you avenge our blood? And he says, be patient a little while until your brethren have likewise been martyred. So when people say, you know, well, let's go witnessing, I tell people, the people like Dmitry Dudeman spent their life running Bibles, tortured in Romanian prisoner of war or just regular prisons. Men of God who have paid the ultimate price with their life, whether they're burned at the stake, beheaded, horrible things done to them. Look at the Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and find out what, again, the hallmarks of faith, the men and women of God. Peter was crucified upside down because he had betrayed Jesus. Paul was beheaded. It's interesting to me, Doug, that we have meow men making so much noise, but we don't have real men standing up and coming to calling it to bed. Because let me tell you something. Rand Paul, Jim Jordan, I'm just using them, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congresswoman Bobbert. I guess the thing is, and there are others, if you stand for the country, you're already an enemy of the state. You and I, Doug, are enemies of the state.
Yep.
But the enemies of the state have an eternal damnation fate. And the devil knows he's eternally damned because the scripture says, woe unto you, inhabitants of the earth, because the devil has come down amongst you, knowing his time is short. So they're practicing the scorched earth concept. Right now, as you and I are on the program tonight, the thing is that China has just canceled 60% of its domestic flights. And they did that yesterday. It's just coming out today. So what's happening? Moscow did that yesterday. My suggestion is, when you know that's happening in the United States, it will happen also. That's it. Maybe that won't happen. I'm going to correct myself. If there's any honesty, when you see that happening, you should absolutely know it's game on. So again, we're watching Russia and China. By the way, they're allies. North Korea, allied with China and Russia. Iran, China and Russia. But the big surprise is coming from Venezuela. Venezuela has interregional ballistic missiles. It has Russian Tupolev 95 bombers. It has nuclear weapons there. They're on such short notice to launch. And ladies and gentlemen, Iran has been a nuclear power. Forget all the bogus BS in the press. There was a time, Doug, if anybody had $10 million, you could buy Pakistani nuclear weapons, okay? And you could get it from, obviously, the scientist whose last name was Khan, K-H-A-N. And he would sell them.
A.Q. Khan.
Yes, he would, yep. He would sell to anybody. But one of the things he said, you have to agree to use them against the United States. People forget that. People forget that. So, in essence, we'll leave the thought of nuclear war, Zechariah 14:12. Things that have never been in the public psyche. And I want to share something. I spent my years in the prep business trying to get people to understand the necessity for nuclear war survival. Sure, I was 40 years too early. I agree to that. But I said, any nation that accomplishes the ability to protect their citizenry and their industry underground will come out on top, no matter how many nuclear weapons either side has. And Russia can do that right now. They can do it. China can do it. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know, Russia is going on a 24/7 buildup of everything from hyperbaric weapons, nuclear weapons, bombers. If you think that a new bomber that's going to be deployed or revealed is going to do anything, I mean, again, Doug, if here's how intelligence works in this country, I'm talking about the general population or lack thereof. If it's not in the mainstream press, which is owned by the Luciferian elite, people don't believe it. And that's because Bill Casey, former director of CIA, made the statement, well, no, our efforts have been effective when everything the American people believe is a lie. And I'm telling you, that's why our nation's in the fate it's in. Would you agree with that?
100%. I mean, this whole process started a long time ago. And no, you're 100% accurate. Right now, they are refining the process of redefining the truth, their truth, which is nothing but satanic lies being peddled to the American people, to the West, and throughout the world, actually, by the minions of Satan. Satan's workers. That's what I believe anyway, because this is biblical. And so no, you're 100% correct. And that goes to the reason we have the redefinition of words, the change of language. I know this is getting out there a little bit, but it all relates, I think. So we have to look at this again in the aggregate, I think, of where we're at, both biblically and in the political history point of time. Yes.
I don't know when, but I know the door of opportunity is slightly open still for people to prepare. Now, it's always open to call upon the name of Lord Jesus. I want to make it clear. I'm talking about prep door this, but the name of Lord, and it shall come to pass, saith the Lord, that all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. The offer of the living God, the loving living God, is that though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make you as white as wool. He promises to hide us in Jesus. Doesn't mean we won't die here, but it means that our eternal destiny is assured. And I want to say something, and I know, this will catch problem. I have no use for cowardly pastors that will not deal with any of the reality of all their congregation being wiped out, who will not tell them to prepare because they want the money in the till to make sure they can be prepared. You're seeing famous pastors, black pastors, white pastors, talking about they misled the people on tithing, Creflo Dollar. You're seeing Benny Hinn at one point pleaded mea culpa. But here's the deal. Once the gospel is denigrated, the good news is Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's the good news. And if I'm in him and he's in me, the scripture says that, why do I want to poison the temple of the Holy Ghost? It's because, Doug, the Christians were not taught that their body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. That's why Christians that are looking for the building of the third temple, I said, you're already deceived. That's not your time marker. That's the temple of the Antichrist. He comes in there before God comes into another temple. And in essence, I want to share something. There is no respect, in my opinion, like there needs to be. There is no honor, in my opinion. There is no thanksgiving or gratefulness, in my opinion, to the great wonder of our salvation at the cost of the blood of God's only begotten Son. So getting back to the pukes in the pulpit, if you are going to a puke meeting, call it what you want, and you're staying there, but your spirit is vexed, you either leave or you're a hypocrite. And if you don't leave, you'll die there, because betrayal will come from every realm. I pray against it, all my family members, any friends, and I have real friends, but God's been so gracious, most of them are out of Montana. Literally, my best friends, obviously you being one of them, and my closest friends are out of Montana. I think that's very neat. I think that's God's strategic placement. There are people I'm close to. Doug's one of them. We've been together for, what, 20 years?
Yeah.
Somewhere around there, 18 years?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There are people I'm closer to than my own family. Because, again, the situation is that, and it presents itself to every one of us. Do you really know your kids' allegiances? I'll tell you this. Their allegiance is no greater than their walk with Jesus. That's true.
That's a great statement, actually. Yeah.
It's a powerful statement. Yep. If someone's ashamed of Jesus, I'm talking brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, husbands, wives, you name it. Jesus said pretty much in a nutshell, everything and everyone will be, each man's sword will be against his neighbor. You know? The enemy of the man will be his own household. When I wrote the introduction to Tom Horn's book, Blood on the Altar, and I think, I don't know how long, maybe, what, a decade, maybe 15 years ago?
And boy, is that prescient today? Yes.
Yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, when the Christians, the followers of Jesus, who are in love with Jesus, who are looking to Jesus, who are saying, give us our day, Lord, our daily bread, and our daily direction, at no time, and that's not in the Lord's Prayer, I'm just saying, as important to our daily bread is God's daily direction. Trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not unto our own understanding, and all our ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct our path. We're on a collision course, Doug, with the greatest betrayal in the world. Greatest. Nothing has ever been like it. We will see double crosses. We will see triple crosses. We will see quadruple crosses of double crossers, double crossing each other.
Oh, yeah.
So, and that's really, you know, look, it's not trying to be clever or cute. It is absolutely distinct and as distinct as we can pour our hearts out to you. The extinction of humanity is being absolutely rubbed in your face. And I this is something really critical, really critical. The WEF just made this statement. And again, I think they're on the wrong middle letter. You know, it should be down in the S before U realm. And you know, it comes, oh, Christian, you wouldn't use that. Listen, I'll do anything outside of something that's really out in poor taste or out of character to awaken the sheep that are headed for the slaughter. But the WEF made this statement, and it's interesting because we have glimpses of the fallen angels bragging to each other, the ones named in the book of Enoch, did you ever believe it would be this easy? Did you ever believe it? In essence, they're saying, we got a green light. The Christians are just cooperating in their own destruction. And Doug, I want to share this. That is the saddest thing I know on the earth. But not only cooperating with our own destruction, but having been silent to the death, the slaughter, the mutilation, the sacrifice of all the missing kids. All the missing kids.
You know, I've often said that the children are the, they're the currency of the globalists. And I think that that really says a lot. And I think that that is an accurate statement. And I'm talking literally. In the blood of children, again, is the currency of the globalists. And if you think about what's going on with our southern border, it kind of makes sense, especially with the traffickers and such. But before we run out of time, you had mentioned something, and I know that we had Aaron Brickman on, you and I did earlier, I don't know, what, 3-4 weeks ago, and we were talking about the economic situation. Right now we're seeing, and a lot of people don't really know, Steve, I know that you know this, but a lot of people don't know that corporations are voluntarily subjecting themselves to government oversight by way of ESG scores, environmental, social justice, and governance scores, where the greater they adhere to the climate agenda. Okay, now this is the climate agenda, templated after the COVID or SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19 response. The greener they are, the more that they will benefit. The lesser interest on the loans they'll get. Whereas a person or a corporation not connected to the ESG scores won't be able to buy, sell, or whatever, because banks won't lend you money. You won't be able to buy homes, cars, and what have you. So having said all of that with respect to Aaron Brickman, with the, I just described ESG, I just described basically the Great Reset, the economic side of the Great Reset. What's your take on where we're headed with this? And I'll put it this way, this convergence, this digital biological convergence, I said it earlier in the week here, and I'm looking at my notes, this digital biological convergence, I'll just say this, with money, with our economy, with the fact that the Fed just upped the rates, like earlier you said, almost a full percentage point. Where are we headed with the economy?
Well, I think Aaron nailed it. By the way, again, he's my friend, but I don't know anybody that knows cycles in the markets. He's a technical trader. So I've known him for trader, T-R-A-D-E-R. He's also a historian. His grasp of history, obviously he's followed Martin Armstrong, and nobody, in my opinion, has a better grasp of history than Martin Armstrong. And we're headed into a tumultuous period in which when the stock market finally crashes, and here's what I just talked to him last night, and I said, the market, by the way, the Dow Jones is only up 11 points right now, but what's going to happen is the banksters, the fraudsters, the manipulators are going to maybe take another couple hundred points down on the Dow, maybe the S&P. Index will get down to, I think Aaron said 3,500. But then people think all of the bears, the people that are shorting the market, will think, oh, they just got their e-ticket referring to the best rides in Disneyland. In essence, they're going to make a lot of money, and then they're going to shoot the market up. Well, everybody has the expectation people will bail out, want to get back in. In essence, they're like a vampire's convention of 50,000 vampires and 1,000 dumb, blood-filled individuals walk in because they think vampires are cool, and they're going to suck every dollar out. And somebody says, well, what will that do? What it's going to do is destroy the country. And I want to share something. It should come as no misunderstanding that, again, what President Putin did was genius by putting, and genius, by putting, first of all, gold and also wheat as a commodity basket to shore up the value of the ruble. I've offered the information that one by one now, the nations are abandoning the U.S. dollar, so much so that Joey, the entity in the slaughterhouse, is talking about a new digital currency. Doug, that will be rejected by everyone in America. You can't steal everything and then offer them something, and that will be based on, you know, the social score. And by the way, Doug, they told us all along, this is what absolutely, you know, just is astonishing. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Just as Soylent Green is people, Charlton Heston's favorite line and most remembered line in the movie Soylent Green, carbon footprints are people.
Yes.
You can blame climate change on cows belching or breaking wind or people or automobiles, blah, 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 has nothing to do with it. It's all geoengineering. Go look up weather as a force multiplier. Air Force made the statement, we own the weather 2025. No, they've owned it for a long time. So what I want to tell people too, by the way, I just got an email and I'm going to share this. I'm going to keep talking about this. The Bivy sticks, which is a two-way satellite communication device. You use your cell phone to receive and send, but this goes satellite to satellite. And there's no limit on the amount of information. Those are still available. And with insurance and a phone thrown in, it's right there. It's like $100. And you know, you'll see $74.95, but they've raised it because they're adding some more features. And if the economy crashes, as long as they can, you know, stay awake and stay alive, they're not going to charge your card, because the plan is to kill all the credit cards. You're watching it right now with what the credit cards. So it's I want everybody, you can go to SAT123.com. A critical, it's in your pocket. Well, this sure doesn't have a pocket, but it's really small. It's smaller than, you know, a pack of cigarettes, probably half that size. They also just got in 1,000 Inmarsat phones. They went out of production because there were no chips. So you can call sat123.com. And I want people, if you would, Eric, can you go to the power source and the solar panels? The power source and solar panels that basically the satellite phone store has to offer are some of the best in the world. Bob Griswold, by the way, ran a test on them. And, you know, Bob sells everybody's, and has, I've known him for a long time, sells everybody's solar panels, everybody's power sources, which are basically batteries with inverters in them. And Bob said, there's nothing better, nothing better. So ladies and gentlemen, if you worry about, well, how will I get information if my power goes down? The only answer to that is solar, unless you have a generator. And this, the offerings that you can get from the satellite phone store are incredibly well priced. But you've got to understand, you don't run a whole house on three folding panels or 1 300-watt solar panel. You've got to understand your priority. Priority is communication, not staying warm with solar, but staying in the realm where you have the ability to communicate and receive. It's just like their ACR Bivy survival kit with solar panel, but $379. I mean, they have, you know, solar generators that go up, you know, into the thousands, but everybody needs to understand this, that that's a super deal on, you know, your charger, your inverter, your Bivy stick, and your phone. And it all comes, I love this part, Doug, it all comes pre-programmed. You don't have to do passwords. You don't have to do all this stuff. It's really easy. And what's important is that more and more people are going to understand that you have to downsize all your stuff and you've got to know where it's at. And I would encourage everybody to take a physical inventory. And once you've taken it and you located it, committed to memory, don't leave it in written form unless you can basically put it into a crypto, some form. And I'm not talking cryptocurrency, but some, in essence, cryptological file that you have to get. You just don't let anybody have it. The problem is, Doug, that with the situation, again, Chinese locking down 60% of their airspace, Russia total airspace around Moscow, U.S. acting like they're at war, U.S. putting nuclear weapons into Poland, all this stuff is going on. And again, I want to make this clear, you guys, Medvedev is not crazy. Vladimir Putin is not an egotistical man who's losing control. He's probably one of the most methodical, critical thinkers. You cannot compare him to the entity in Washington. You can't. There's no comparison. And while we've been pissing off, and I'm sorry for the word, alienating every single ally of ours, Putin's been making deals with their natural resources and bringing people like India and China, Brazil, Argentina into the camp because people need to stay alive, stay warm, and eat. And you, my brother and sister Americans, are cannon fodder. And so when, and I Doug, this, I want to turn it right back to you. When people tell you they're going to kill you and they're going to do it and they start implementing plans to do it, and you have been vilified as the American citizen. Now there's Pelosi and crew wants to give illegal immigrants a right to vote. You get it? Strangers from without will possess us from within, Deuteronomy 28. They will be brought up very high, and you will be brought down very low.
Man, I'll tell you what, you are right. You've been on fire this whole show, and I want to thank you for that. But by the way, I want to mention one other thing. We know that the battle that we're facing right now is spiritual, but it also has a physical component to it. I just want to mention this very quickly, Steve, with your indulgence here. The Hagmann Report, you know, I had mentioned the phrase sea change, meaning this transformation, fundamental transformation of things. We're changing how we're doing things. We're about solutions. Steve Quayle is about solutions and information so you can make accurate decisions. That's why you need to have his again, I call them intelligence briefings because that's what I'm used to. Go to gen6.com and make sure you get there. By the way, that's proprietary. Okay, so don't be posting that stuff around the internet. Okay, don't do that because that's like, you know, me coming in your house and taking your couch, okay? Don't do that. Anyway, I want to mention this very quickly. We're working with a gentleman by the name of Sam Andrews, Freedom Center USA. If you go to HagmannReport.com/training, for those people who want to train, and look, we are going to have a battle, an earthly battle as well. And you're going to have to protect your family. Please, if you're of that age, of that, and have that desire to have a specialized training that you will not get elsewhere, but that exceeds, if not exceeds that of the military, please go to HagmannReport.com/training. Read the information is all there. Eric, the tech, put it all there for you, the rates and everything. And by the way, I have reached absolutely 100% reached the limit for people I can help financially. So I'm out of juice there. So it's you're on your own, but go to HagmannReport.com/training. And that is for tactical training for the battle ahead. Protect your family, protect your stuff, protect whatever it is, just whatever you got to do. You'll know, look, if it's for you, you'll know it. Okay, that's all I'm going to say about that. But Steve, you in 30 seconds, we have 30 seconds left. I just want to thank you so very much because I know that you've been so busy with other things. It's good to have you back. It was great to have you back. And I just want to say thank you for the important information that you've given us today. I really do.
Well, thank you, Doug. And everyone who's heard this podcast broadcast, I want you to know the promise of Jesus Christ is all who come to him, no matter what your backgrounds have been, and say, forgive me, Lord Jesus, and come to him on God's terms, you have an assurance that the song, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Thank you, Amen. God.
God bless you. Good night, Steve. And folks, that'll do it for me. Have a great night.